With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jumping in right now, always a pleasure when we can catch up with this guy. He is the Jet Bucks guard, Jason Terry. Jason, how are you this afternoon, man?
Doing well. Fresh off a massage at Massage Envy over on Capitol Drive, so I'm in traffic right now, but I wanted to jump on with you all to shoot the stuff.
So what, did you get a hot stone massage?
Man, the hot stone, man. You know, I like the two-on-one massage. It's the best. Two hands on one body.
Well, you need to try that four-on-one, because that four-on-one is the real deal.
Oh, man, that's advanced.
Yes, sir. Man, I got this girl, man. I got this girl to do. I mean, they get you down by your toes and come up by your head, Jet. I mean, it's, yes, Lord.
Right.
It is exhilarating.
I need to finish the season strong, so I'm going to have to wait till after the season for that one.
Yeah, you don't want to get too loose. Jet, I'll tell you this right now, man. I could use a massage right now, because we've been talking about you guys, the Milwaukee Bucks, for the first half hour of the show, and things have gotten heated. And Bucks fans and some in the media, one who's sitting in this room, are trying to read between the lines to see what's not clicking with you guys right now. And this was a comment that I'm about to play for you from Malcolm Brogdon on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. I believe you've been a guest on that. We appreciate that. But this was Malcolm Brogdon talking about why some of the problems on the defensive end of the floor might exist.
So what's very interesting about this team is, the better we play offensively, the more we play together, the more people feel involved on the offensive end, the harder they play defensively. The more as a unit we'll be defensively. And we're a team with a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. We can be one of the best defensive teams in the league consistently. But for us, it starts on offense and everybody feeling involved and like we're playing as a unit. So the more the ball moves, the games that the ball's moving really well are also the games where our defensive efficiency is very high. So it really starts with our ball movement and us having a collective unit mindset.
So, Jet, and I hate being a radio guy. I mean, it's tough being a former player and then doing the job that I'm doing right now. And here's what I end up doing. I end up being a radio guy today, and I had to decode that.
And what did you
come
up with?
Don't forget, Jason Terry's got his own radio show, too, so he's a radio guy, too.
Yeah. All right, so I had to decode that. So, me being a radio guy, I mean, I had to take off my athletics hat, my jock hat. Decode that means, hey, listen, if I ain't getting my X number of touches during the game, I don't think I'm going to be playing very much defense.
Exactly.
That's what I had to decode.
Well, that's exactly what you heard. So you can decode it all you want, but at the end of the day, it's exactly true. And, again, I talked probably earlier this week or last week, late in the week, about mindset. What is our mindset? The championship mindset is we will do whatever it takes on the defensive end, regardless if we're touching the ball or not, and we'll get stops, and that's where we'll get our opportunities at. But again, you got to understand about our team. It's a young team that hasn't really experienced the championship level yet, and they still have to learn that skill. It's a skill set, you know, because it's mental. To be able to have the mental fortitude to play defense and give maximum effort, even though you're not as involved on the offensive end that you think you should be. Because, again, think about this. The object of the game is to put the ball in the hole, right?
Right.
Sometimes a guy has to run to the corner to open up a lane for the team to put the ball in the hole, regardless who does it. So if Giannis runs the floor and gets to the corner and draws two people, and I get a wide open three on the other side. Giannis didn't score. I did. So who got the perk of that? The team,
right?
Not me individually. So mentally, you have to take yourself out of the equation and understand that it's not about you touching the ball. It's about the team getting stops. And if we get stops and get out in transition, everybody will get an opportunity.
See, now – now, Jet, this, and I was also, and all of us were here, upset that they let Jason Kidd go. And Kidd kind of almost said the same thing, that it's a young team. We're trying to figure out. Folks out here in the public absolutely nailed him to the wall for saying that this team is young. And I go, and that's what they are. And they got to go through some tough times in order for them to figure out. And they go, well, why don't Jason Kidd call a timeout? He never – because these jokers out there think they know it all. And the only way they're going to think they don't know it is when they fail and lose by 50. Now, walk on over here. Let me tell you what you did wrong after you lost by 50.
No doubt about it. Sometimes in life, I mean, you know, through your failures, you will realize your greatest successes. And it happened to me early on in my career. I went to the NBA Finals in 05, 06, was up 2-0, got complacent, and a great Miami Heat team came back and beat us four straight games in a row. Now, we had no doubt in our mind that we were going to win that series, have a parade, and pop champagne all over the place. Slapped us right in the face. It didn't happen. And I thought the next year we won 67 games, number one in the West, and we would automatically get back to the finals. Well, lo and behold, slapped again, get knocked out in the first round by a Golden State team. That was the eighth seed. So it took me 4 years, 5 years, six, almost 7 years after that to get back to the finals and actually realize my dream. But I had to go through it and fail first. No one could tell me. I had to experience it myself.
Okay, I want to go back to this whole thing you and Gary were talking about that Brogdon said. And I was on that show, and it went in one ear, out the other ear. I didn't pay any attention to it. And the reason I didn't pay any attention to it is because I've been watching this in the NBA, in college basketball. Hell, I watch it in high school basketball. Here, if guys aren't involved in the offensive end, they are more likely to check out on the defensive end. Now, you could say, well, that's not right. They shouldn't do that. But we've been watching. This isn't a Bucks issue, I guess is my point. It's not just the Bucks that have this issue. This is an issue across the league.
Yeah, well, it's the game within the game. And obviously the older, more mature teams, the championship teams.
They ain't doing that.
They ain't doing it. They're not doing it. They got guys that hold each other accountable. But, again, it does take some maturity to go out there and have that mindset.
So you think then, Jet, and we're talking with Jason Terry here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, you think that it can work with this group of guys? It's just going to be a matter of getting some experience, gelling, and playing together, but it can work with this group of guys because people are wondering if it can or if there needs to be a major shakeup with the roster.
Well, I don't think I know. I know it can happen with these guys. Again, when you're in a playoff series and you're playing the same team over and over again, something kicks in. And I thought last year we had made tremendous strides in that series against Toronto. We just came up short because we didn't know how to win a playoff series. This year, I think we'll be much more better prepared. And once we kind of buckle down here and start to get the rotation that we want, the guys that we're going to count on, and that chemistry starts to brew and build over the next couple weeks here, you'll see it. It'll come to fruition for us. We'll get the right matchup because, again, in the playoffs, it's all about matchups. And I know right now as we sit, there are three or four teams in the Eastern Conference that do not want to play this Milwaukee Bucks team.
I would agree. If you're right, I mean, you guys can beat anybody. I mean, if you're right, you got the pieces. It just all has to come together. Giannis, what's your thoughts on him? I mean, lately he got slammed a little bit today on his other show, blah, 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 talking about Oladipo. Oladipo's done a lot for Indiana, and really Giannis hadn't done that much for the Milwaukee Bucks. What's your take on that?
Are you kidding me?
Right?
Now, see, I'm not a big analytic guy, but if you look at the year that Chris Middleton is having, Brogdon was having before he went out, Tony Snell, all these guys are having career years, and that's directly because of the impact that Giannis has on the game. He draws so much attention that he allows those other guys to be able to kind of be free and get easier opportunities. And with that said, he's still going out and dominating the game on both ends of the floor. Look at last night. It took a triple-double and a 40-point performance from the best player in the world to beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night because Giannis Antetokounmpo damn near had the same stats he did, 37 points, 12 or 13 rebounds, and 6 or 7 assists, coupled with Chris Middleton's 30 points. So, no, he's going toe-to-toe with the big dogs every single night. If you don't stop Giannis, you have no chance of stopping us.
What about Brandon Jennings? Still waiting on word from the Bucks if they're going to give him another 10-day contract or not. There was word last night that they were going to, but we haven't got the press release yet, so that's where I'm at. But what does he bring to this team? I thought last night in the first half, again, he really brought some energy, brought a spark, and really helped that offense go.
No doubt about it. I mean, Brandon Jennings is a professional. He's played that position at a high level, and he understands coming in as a second-unit bench player, you have to come in and impact the game. And how can he do that? Use his speed. Break the defense down with his penetration, playing pick-and-roll situations. The one thing he does for me that I love is he gets off the ball. Like, when you're open, he throws it. And so I think that's an added dimension that we did not have when you talk about Brandon Jennings.
One more for you, Jet, and it's got really nothing to do with the game of basketball. Every time we have you on, I have at least one person tweet into the show and say, ask him if he wants to get into coaching once he's done playing. And I could see that, but also, as Sparky just mentioned, you got the podcast. I turn on Fox News, and you're anchoring the Fox 6 Blitz on Sunday night, and you look like a natural doing that. Is media where you're thinking you want to go when the playing days are done, or could you see a spot on a bench somewhere as a coach? Which way do you think Jason Terry goes?
You know what it's called, being 40 years old and still playing in the NBA, because at this point in your career, you're putting all your hats in a basket and trying to see which one fits best. And for me right now, again, I know my impact as a coach will be tremendous because of my knowledge, my IQ, and my experience. But as a broadcaster, hey, I love to talk basketball.
Sure.
It just is me. So in some capacity, I will be a part of this game. I'm a lifer. But it has to be the right opportunity for me. I've been away from my family for the last 5 years of my career now, so it is something that I'll have to take into account. But I can't give you a definitive answer, but I will say both are in my future.
And, Jason, you're really good at talking about the game of basketball over the airwaves, man. That's why we knew that we could bring these questions to you today and you would give us honest, real answers. And we always appreciate your time and the fact that you give us that each and every time, man. Thank you so much.
100%. Appreciate you guys.
All right, appreciate
That's Jason
it,
Terry joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common sense mortgage products since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.